KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A Cass County teen was welcomed home late Thursday morning after undergoing months of rehabilitation following a traumatic brain injury, or TBI. People lined the streets of Atlantic to welcome home Steele McLaren, who arrived in a multi-vehicle caravan that included his parents, brothers, and a fire truck. Welcome home. Steele, who is an avid duck hunter, was obviously happy to be home as he blew his duck call and waved to the people. The Trojan football player was injured October 25th, 2020, after he fell out of a moving pickup truck and struck his head on the pavement while moving a duck blind from one location to another with friends. Since the accident, more than 35,000 people locally and across the world have followed his progress on the Facebook page Praying for Steele, #32Strong. His story of recovery has been a catharsis of sorts for others with loved ones suffering from a TBI, Steele's father, Dustin McLaren.
We have questions that come up, and we're able to ask people that have been there, done that, have experience in this, and we get so many responses that have been really valuable. We put videos on there so people can kind of be right with us every day, and it seems to help them, it helps us. It's all been really therapeutic.
Dustin said the outpouring of support, both emotionally and financially, has been nothing like he's ever seen before.
Friends, neighbors, acquaintances, and people from all over the country have sent us, you know, sometimes little checks, sometimes bigger checks. But it's just because somehow Steele's grabbed their heart, and some of them have been through it, and some of them know what struggles we're going to be going through, and it's been overwhelmingly helpful. Some of them will write letters 3 pages long, telling us about their story or just telling us how Steele's affected their life.
Dustin said also faith played an important role in the recovery process. Barring any setbacks, Steele will continue to recover at home with his family, friends, and others by his side along the way, and the support of thousands of people he will likely never meet. Elsewhere in the news, Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber Thursday released an updated report on plans for COVID-19 safety after spring break. Now, you can take a look at the stats as far as positives not recovered, quarantined staff and students, and Cass County positivity rate for the past 3 weeks. In this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, Barber said in his note to the students, parents, and patrons that this week is spring break, and we've chosen not to gather information for the week. The data provided includes the COVID-19 numbers for March, and he said you'll notice that our numbers internally and in Cass County have improved, which is encouraging. On April the 5th, Barber said our mask policy will go back to the original language of encouraged to wear for lower-level students and expected for middle and high school students when social distancing cannot be achieved. The health and safety of our staff and students, he says, are still our number one priority. And with the exception of our Washington building, we've been able to achieve social distancing for most of the school day. Although mandated, it will be important for our staff and students to wear masks, Barber said, when they are in close contact to one another. Having access to vaccinations for adults and lower positivity rate in both our school and county, he says, it is normal that the tendency is to not be as disciplined in our behaviors. Although this is all good news, we must still take the necessary individual steps to have a successful and safe final quarter of school for the Atlantic Community School District. The Republicans in the Iowa House have passed a bill that would set up a new pathway for establishing a publicly funded charter school. Representative Skylar Wheeler is a Republican from Orange City.
We are simply advocating for a proven education option to be made a little easier so parents and students can continue to search to ensure they get the best educational setting for them.
If the bill becomes law, a so-called founding group could apply to the State Board of Education to start a charter school. Taxpayer funding for Iowa students in public districts who enroll in a charter school would shift over to the charter. Representative Chris Hall, a Democrat from Sioux City, said charter schools cannot charge tuition, so Iowa taxpayers could end up paying to educate out-of-state students who enroll.
There may still be questions about how many dollars this will end up taking from the state general fund.
Representative Mary Masher, a Democrat from Iowa City, said under the state's current charter school system, elected school board members have oversight of the local charter.
The taxpayers cannot vote the founding group out of office. If the private charter fails, the students in the charter. You know who loses? The students.
Wheeler, the bill's floor manager, said Iowa's existing charter school law doesn't promote competition.
In the current system, the traditional public school district signs off on whether or not a charter school starts up. If you gave the ability to Hy-Vee to say yes or no to Fairway or Aldi or anybody else to come into town, I'd be a little shocked if they signed off on it.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Earlier this year, Republicans in the Iowa Senate passed a larger education package that included many of the concepts outlined in the House bill. And officials of the Atlantic Police Department on Thursday reported two arrests took place over the past couple of weeks. On Sunday, March 21st, 40-year-old Nicole Anaya of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. On March 9th, 19-year-old J.R. Burden of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Both subjects were transported to the Cass County jail and booked in. Finally in the news, city officials in Griswold are warning of an email scam. On a social media post, the city asked residents to ignore an email purportedly from Mayor Brad Ryan. The fake message asks the receiver to purchase gift cards from the mayor. Griswold officials say the city has been made aware of an email scam that hackers are using a fraudulent email from Mayor Ryan asking you to purchase gift cards. This is not from Mayor Ryan or the city of Griswold, and they say if you have questions, feel free to contact City Hall at 712-778-2615. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.